got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question for those men and women who want to overcome evil. And I understand most people love being evil. They love anger, judgment, jealousy, strife, revenge. They love the thrill of trying to hurt others and hurting themselves as a result of it. But for those men and women who want to overcome evil and live a life of perfect love, live for you to know yourself, the biblical question, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical? Let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to, but you just got to go to work or go work out or go whatever, you can podcast and listen on your phone. You can listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, first hour is, last 2 hours of the show is manhood hours, rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. But the first hour, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. That was then when America was amazing. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. What the? a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And the one thing I want you to know, for those men and women who want to overcome evil, overcome being angry and jealous and worried, revengeful, judgmental, playing God, you can. If you really, really, really want to overcome you, you can. And you know what else is so amazing today? Today is the first day of July, 2026. And as a result of it being the first day of July, this is our 9th year of celebrating July, because July is White History Month. Yeah. Amazing. White History Month. We got to celebrate it that day. White History.
History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Amazing. White History Month. It's a perfect month because July just feels white. Vacation time, 4th of July, reflection, appreciation. Reflection. Amazing. Nick said, landed on black, excellent. And manhood hour. Kind of perfect. I agree. Absolutely. It is White History Month. And at some point, every American needs to acknowledge White History Month to show appreciation for this great nation and the effort and determination and the innovation that white men put into discovering and creating the greatest country on this side of the planet, I mean on Earth, this side of Earth, with the help of God. And it's so amazing that people from around the world want to come. And they are here, but they are here with open hands of destruction, taking and destroying. And unfortunately, Americans are allowing it to happen. It's like you've been given gold. And instead of appreciating the gold, you throw it away. You don't save it for investment periods. And that's what you're doing to America. And it's unfortunate. It really, really is. But I understand it. You're blind and cannot see. You have no love. But we want to say thank you to the white men who came here through hard times, rough times, and endured. And again, it's unfortunate that you allow all our people, the socialists, to take over and destroy it. Where will you go from here? White History Month is for all Americans. All. They've been showing these volleyball games lately. Is it volleyball?
Soccer.
Soccer games in this country. And there are foreigners from everywhere around the world. It's amazing how many foreigners came just to watch the game. I mean, just a whole truckload of from everywhere just to watch the game. But in watching the game and coming here for that reason, they are loving America. They love it. They love it. I did not know until recently that over in Europe, at least parts of it, you can't have an air conditioner. And it's harder than 90 going north in Europe. And the people don't have an air conditioner. They have to go out and jump in that dirty water in the middle of town somewhere. And they don't have an air conditioner. Isn't that amazing? Here's some people. What is this, Nick?
Just some visuals while you were talking. Some Europeans excited as they're here in America.
About the country, huh? They love it here.
Costco. Talk about AC.
They love Costco. And they love air conditioning. They're like, we don't have an air conditioning. And over in Europe, and parts of it, I guess, I don't know about their whole thing, don't have air conditioning. There are people dying from a heat wave, dying. And the government still said, no, we're not going to give you an air conditioner because of stupid ideas about something. Isn't that amazing? The government don't care that you're dying. And then if you do put an air conditioner in your window, in your house, they will fine you heavily, I'm told. They will punish you for trying to stay alive. Staying alive, staying alive. And then people walk around fanning and everything. That's coming to America. And they had one black representative from over there saying that she blamed America for the atmosphere because we have, I guess 90% of the homes have air conditions or something. And they're like blaming us because we have air conditions. Evil hate good. Look how human beings treat each other. They hate one another because they're of their father, the devil. Just think about that. The government will let you suffer in heat for some type of, what are that movement that don't want you to have air conditions?
Environmentalism?
Yeah, environmental. A stupid idea called environmental movement causing human beings to die. And the government just let them die. Isn't that amazing? They're like, no, we still not. We care about the environmental movement instead of your life. And then you vote for them. And then you don't even stand up. That's coming to America. So White History Month is a month, a whole month, to awaken you up, awaken you to what's there. And also the power that you have within yourself of love, but it's not your power. And you don't have it until you return to the spirit of love. But we got to say thank you, America. They have every other so-called holiday celebration in this country except White History Month. It doesn't even make sense in the white man's land. So thank you, White History Month. And for our first recognition of one of the, if not the, greatest white men who ever walked the planet and are walking the planet. And he had brought not only respect and recognition back to America, appreciation, not only to America, but around the world, America is now respected again, loved again. Everybody want to be here. Isn't that amazing? And he's getting rid of the illegal aliens in spite of the opposition. He loved the country. He loved the people of the country. And we are grateful for this hero, this son of God. So here is our first acknowledgement to a white man who has and is making America great again. And fortunately, this happened to be our 250-year celebration of America. Go figure. It can't be any more perfect than that. So Donald Trump is our first appreciation of White History Month. Here's Trump acknowledging the 250-year anniversary of American independence, praising the founder for our love this. Praising, appreciating the founding father and the Declaration of Independence as inspired by God. Watch this from USA Today.
And 10 days from now, our country will celebrate one of the most monumental milestones in human history. We will mark 250 years of glorious American freedom. In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever with a thing called the Declaration of Independence.
Amazing.
They proclaimed the eternal truth that we are endowed by our Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all made, and you know that, free and equal by the hand of Almighty God. Those timeless American principles did not just win a revolution, but they built us into the greatest, strongest, and most exceptional nation the world has ever known. There has never been anything like the United States of America, and together we are making it bigger and better and stronger. Tonight, as we stand on the edge of our 250th year of independence, I am thrilled to declare that America is back.
Yeah. America is back, babe. Doesn't hearing, I don't put words in my mouth, but hearing the true history of America spoken with such strength and love, doesn't it like soothe the soul, relax the mind, and appreciate America? Instead of all these lies, America is a racist country, America is all this hate country and all that mess, doesn't it sound beautiful? How can you not appreciate something that is so great? America is back. And he gave that speech at the fairground there in Washington, D.C. on the opening celebration of American independence. It was an amazing speech. What such a perfect person to choose for the first example of white people. When boys were boys and men were men. The president goes on to give tribute to American founding father and patriot who sacrificed everything to secure liberty and independence.
It's in August. In conclusion, 250 years ago, a new nation was founded by farmers and soldiers, shopkeepers and tradesmen who stood strong to defend their rights, their families, and their freedom from tyranny across the sea. This exceptional nation was forged and won by some of the bravest, toughest, strongest, most extraordinary people ever to stride the earth. Together we stand on the shoulders of incomparable heroes such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, John Paul Jones, John Hancock, at Lexington and Concord, Brooklyn and Saratoga, Trenton and Yorktown, and at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, these real-life legends and American icons poured out their blood, sweat, and tears and risked everything they had to purchase and to live the most priceless and glorious inheritance of any people ever to be on this earth. They all lived by the oath that Patrick Henry made immortal: give me liberty or give me death.
Amazing. When I was growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, on that plantation, going to an all-black school, they used to teach this exactly that way. When the last time you heard the name of those men mentioned, said out loud? When? Most young people don't even know those men existed. Because in the universities and high schools and everywhere now, they're teaching you everything but true history of America. And you're coming out little communists, socialist communist people, communists. Oh, hate calling commies. Am I right?
Huh? Yes.
Commies. They're teaching you to hate a country that's so amazing, given to you by God. And think about that. You ever heard those names? Most young people never heard the founders' names. That's amazing. The president highlighted the nation's sacrifices, expansion, achievements, and called for a renewal of greatness.
For 250 years, every generation of Americans have taken up the same call to freedom, from the storied alleys of Boston to the streets of Philadelphia, from the golden fields of Michigan to the gleaming shores of California, and from Texas to Florida to right here in now beautiful and extremely safe Washington, D.C. Our American ancestors fought and won the most vicious battles. They explored and settled the most dangerous frontiers and let no challenge ever break their spirit or their pride. They were proud to be Americans. They love our country. They look down on us now. They love our people. Americans crossed the Great Plains, scaled the mighty Rockies, tamed the Wild West, and turned this continent into industrial powerhouses like nobody has ever seen. We laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, built the great highways, invented the airplane, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism. We're going to have to do that again. And led humanity into space. And we did it all in the span of just 250 years. Now we are expanding the glory of American freedom into a horizon that's never been seen before. We've never reached so high as we're reaching right now. This is our heritage. This is our history. And this is the destiny of America, to be the greatest, most incredible country ever to grace the earth.
Amazing. No one can explain it with such love, power, and authority as he does, the great white hope, Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. And they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. Some people call him king. And they hold key rallies around the world to worship Donald Trump. Some people call him daddy, and they say daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. Thank you, Mr. President. Last but not least, He called for national unity and patriotism ahead of America's 250-year anniversary. Watch this.
We are one people, one nation, marching into one magnificent future under our great American flag that we love and respect so much. And tonight we prepare to enter our 250th year. We are more determined than ever to remember these phrases. You've heard them many times before. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again.
Amazing.
We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, America. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Amazing. Young man, come and put on your hat. Young man, go down to America that. I'll make it a word. Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. What?
That guy died yesterday.
Who?
Victor Willis of the Village People.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
May his soul rest in peace.
He had, although he had, they had requested that Trump stop playing at the rallies. He was making so much money, he said, oh, I appreciate it.
That's right.
I heard.
Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. May that man's soul rest in peace. Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. Happy White History Month. And we are celebrating White History Month for all Americans. On 250-year celebration of this great country. I just really appreciate the way the president presented with authority and the truth about it instead of these made-up lies. You got stupid people standing on American soil shouting death to America, death to Israel, free Palestine. Can you get any stupider than that in our country? When I become president, they got to leave. I'm signing an executive order right after they swear me in, and these people got to go. This country is too amazing to have mess going on. And the human heart is wicked. And these people don't like us. They're using us for money and perceived power. And the whole plan is to destroy the big Satan in their minds. Tribute to this country. And thank you, Mr. President. The greatest president ever. Fight, fight, fight. Standing for America. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Bree K, 5 coffees. No message.
Thank you, Bree K. Appreciate it.
Krabby Turtle, a member for 13 months, says, Happy White History Month. 3 American flag emojis.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Jermaine, member for 3 months. Happy Canada Day and White History Month. Here in Canada, the Lord blessed night and early morning with shower of rain and lightning. It was beautiful.
Amazing. Happy White History Month.
Elise, oh. And Identity Christ is in Gregatron. We'll have to read your rest of your super chats later, y'all.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. And I'll come back to your super chats and phone calls right after this break.
I
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. What? Amazing. And a couple announcements. I do shout-outs for you, personal shout-outs. White History Month shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, congratulations shout-out. Whatever the shout-out is, I do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutouts.fans, FANS/Jesse Lee Peterson. shoutouts.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing, huh? And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the decree to arise, is Thursday. And it is the first Thursday of the month. And every first Thursday of the month, at 7 p.m., the men's forum, for men only. The ladies are the third Thursday, ladies of the month, but for men only on the first Thursday of the month. So come on down. And last but not least for now, our brand new episode of The Fallen State today, Friday at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. I had a very, 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 very interesting discussion with Jake Monroe. He is a goth YouTuber. Goth. Am I saying it right?
You said it better the first time. Goth.
Goth.
Like gothic?
Goth YouTuber. Alt-right nationalist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Essentially, what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose, let's fight.
Amazing. It was truly an amazing discussion. It really was. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or on jessieleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. Let's just finish the super. All right. Super Jack.
Identity Christ is, says Jesse, I am curious. What do you like to do for fun? And that's a quote. What do you find fun in life? What I find fun are the things that go unnoticed, like my new favorite thing of all time. There is no I in Jesse. Why? Because there is never was an I in Jesse. I love it because there is no you. Amazing, wonderful, beautiful, and lovely. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, and I appreciate your support. And what I find fun in life is doing nothing. When I have nothing to do, it's so much fun. I'm like, what now? Thank you. Amazing.
And they say, 15 coffees, have a blessed week, Jesse and crew. Let me know what the Great White Hope has to say today.
I'm glad you asked. Ask on White History Month, first day.
ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
Amazing. The Great White Hope.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. And Identity Christ is Gregatron Jesse. It's White History Month. Can you believe it? 250 years of America and Trump is the president. You have a coin and Bill Lockwood is coming in this month. That's amazing. Can we get the applause drop? Please and thanks.
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Show the 250 silver coin at with Jesse, me, on it. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. What more can you ask for? And then, the 10th person that purchased the coin gonna get a free thank you flag.
Of course, a bonus silver flag.
Silver flag. This is real silver. Flag.
Yes, the 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin as a complimentary gift. It's not a raffle or a drawing. It's going to the 10th completed purchaser. Promoted valid while supplies last. One bonus flag coin is available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records. And we're not revealing that, so people are saying, like, we're trying to game the system. No, we're not revealing it. You just got to hope it's you.
That's right. I don't know what that means, but that's right. Amazing. Thank you all. Celebrate America.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Morning, y'all. It's not even Bible Thumper Thursday. Laughing face sideways with tears coming out. Scrunched face. Luke 5:17-26. Who is this man talking blasphemy? Who but God alone can forgive sins? But Jesus, aware of their thoughts, made them this reply. What are these thoughts you have in your hearts? Which of these is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins? Nice.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow, but thank you. That was amazing. Appreciate it.
Five coffees from Bree K. Thank you, Bree.
Thank you, Bree. Bree K.
Always, again.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Christine A. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you, Christine A. Amazing.
Salty old man, 70. Rest in peace, Victor Willis from the Village People.
YMCA. We got attention to the YMCA. Amazing. May his soul rest in peace.
Is that a Christian song? The Young Men's Christian Association? YMCA?
I don't know.
That was like the first gym.
Pastor the Shadley. YMCA?
Yeah.
Sure was.
My grandparents used to go to the Y.
I know people who used to travel, if they didn't have any family members in the town that they went to, they would stay at the YMCA.
Oh, you could stay there.
Yeah, they had rooms that you could rent.
Wow.
Amazing. They don't, are they still around?
I don't know. My brother and I used to ride our bikes up to the Y because it had a gym.
Right.
And would exercise during the summer.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Cool.
A White History moment.
Oh, yeah. Pastor Chatelet says, with 222 gold pills, July just feels white.
July just feels white. Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
Chris from chat's been a member for 12 months asking, doesn't July just feel white?
July just feels white. It's amazing. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, of course, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go all the way over. So I've been told yes about the YMCA still existing. Yes, but only a handful of specific. Yes, but only a handful of specific YMCA's locations still offer residential housing or hotel-style rooms. That's from the YMCA.com. Thank you, Derek. Made my black producer. Thank you. Let me go to Europe, all the way over to Denmark, and talk to Oliver. Oliver, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Happy White History.
Thank you, Oliver. It is amazing, huh?
It truly is.
Amazing. Do you have air conditioning?
I actually do, man. I'm really thankful for that. I didn't have it in my last house, so I'm happy for that.
Well, you better not let the government know.
Trust me, I won't.
Amazing.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Jesse, since it's White History, who is your favorite historical figure in American history?
Wow. I can't think of one in particular, but I do know I have much respect for the American founding fathers, that's for sure.
That's funny that you mentioned George Washington. I think he's my favorite too.
And why George Washington?
I think it's his whole military campaign that actually won the independence of America. And I just think the fact that he didn't want to be the leader of America, but he did it out of because nobody else really could do it other than him.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing, man. What an amazing White History moment. Absolutely.
What do you think about Ulysses S. Grant?
I don't know a lot about him. Tell me about him, Hank.
He was the general, the Union general during the Civil War, and then he became a president, I think. He was the one who Lee made a deal with him surrendering, General Lee.
All right.
That's all I know. And maybe he used to drink or something, but I don't know if that was overblown.
He used to drink.
Ulysses S. Grant.
You had to drink to be fighting like that. What's your opinion of him, Oliver? Oliver?
Do you hear me?
I do now, yes.
If it wasn't for him, I don't think the Union would have won because he had, a good military expertise. And due to some of his risks in a few of the battles, he managed to win over the Confederates.
That's amazing. They don't make, except for Donald Trump, they don't make them like that anymore.
They certainly don't, man.
Amazing. Oliver, I appreciate your input on why here's your month. First day.
I appreciate
you, man.
Jesse, thanks for always making me laugh, man. I appreciate you, man.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Stay right, with us. Care, stay man. With
happy
us. Stay with
you,
us.
Man.
And happy why here's your month. Thank you.
Take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, happy White History Month, sir.
Thank you, man. July is White History Month.
All right. I got a White History Month contribution and a biblical question.
Right on. Which one do you want to do first?
Doesn't matter. Let's do the White History Month one first.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to shout out to a singer named Lulu from the UK. You ever heard of her?
No. Is she white?
She's white. And you know what? She's the one who wrote that song for Tina Turner. I don't care who's wrong or right. I don't really want to fight no more.
Oh, yeah?
I
don't care who's wrong or right. I don't want to fight no more. It's too much fighting, baby. Amazing.
Right. Yeah, Time for Letting Go is the name of the song. And that's like, that encompasses the that British or UK spirit that America came from, you know, like they were not that. That's what Western society, Western civilization came from, the spirit of stillness and peace and not fighting and letting go.
Yeah.
And that's what that song sounds like to me. So
amazing. It's time for letting go. Let's sleep on it tonight.
Right.
I don't want to fight no more. Amazing. Thank you, Josh. I'm not familiar with the lady, but I am familiar with the song.
Right. Yeah, the lyrics of that song are deep. It says, hanging on to the past, it only stands in our way.
Yeah.
We have to grow for our love to last, you know? And
Nate's showing a picture right now on the screen.
She's pretty. It says Scottish.
Okay.
She's pretty. Right on.
Yeah, she's old school, and she's kind of, you know, it's like she has that spirit of Rudyard Kipling, the guy who wrote the If poem. He's from London.
Another hero.
Yeah. And also, the YMCA, they were founded in London as well. Young Men's Christian Association. It all came out of London, you know. So Israel, Canada, Australia. All the great things in the world came out of that UK area, you know?
And now the Allahu Akbar is destroying everything America.
Taking over.
Everything UK.
All right.
She is, I've been told by Hake, that lady is 77 now. Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know much about her. I just know that one song. It really touched my life, and I wanted to know the origin of it.
Yeah.
Because I've been hearing that. My dad used to play that song. So
I used to hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a great song.
Thanks for that little White History moment, Josh. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. No problem.
And the biblical question, is life physical or spiritual?
It's physical. Spiritual. It's spiritual.
And why do you say spiritual?
Because the physical things seem like this life is just a simulation, you know. No matter how much money you get, no matter how big your house is or how pretty your girlfriend is or nice your car, it doesn't even mean anything. It's all like an illusion. So the spiritual things is what's my top priority in life, and I know if I get my spiritual life right, then everything else falls into place effortlessly.
That's amazing.
So,
Well, I want to respond, but I got to hold it until Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But amazing response, Josh. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. No problem. It's good seeing y'all on Sunday, man.
It was good seeing you. How old are you, Josh?
38.
Really? You sound much older than you look.
Oh, really?
Hey, Jesse. I want to get that biblical question.
Yeah, I'm an old soul. I'm a boomer trapped in a millennial's body. I'm just old, yeah. I hang with older people, you know. I like the older.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Bye-bye. Bye now. Let me go to Austin, Texas, and talk to first-time caller. No, it's not first-time caller. Austin, Texas, talk to TG. You are on the
air. My brother Jesse.
Hey, TG.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you, man. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Hey, Jesse, I did some Google on Jesse Lee Peterson last night. You are a very impressive man with the things that you've written, the books you've written, and the stand that you've taken. And I appreciate your courageousness. Thank you. The whole world needs more men who have courage, who are not afraid to stand up and speak out, but speak out and also put action behind what they speak out. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. And thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. Thank you. TG from Austin, Texas. I do appreciate that. What the? What the? Let me go to what used to be beautiful Boston and talk to a first-time caller, Zach, out of Boston. Zach, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Hey,
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, man. Happy White History Month.
I got a, not sure if you talked about this one, but what's your thoughts on the World Cup tour in the U.S.? A lot of Europeans apparently are falling in love with our country as they're exploring these cities they haven't been to. And I see, all I really see is a bunch of news in our media about how Europeans aren't enjoying their time and how it's as bad as, you know, everything they read online.
Well, you know, the little that I paid attention to it, because I haven't paid a lot of attention to it. What do you say? Hey, no Super Bowl? Oh, this is not. He's talking about the soccer thing.
Soccer.
It looked like they are having a ball, man, and they really appears to be really loving and appreciating America. They seem to love the things that we take for granted now, like Walmart or what's those other stores they went to?
Yeah, just like department stores, even just a grocery store.
Yeah.
Just walking through a grocery store, they're amazed.
And they seem
to be Costco.
Waffle House. Yeah, Costco, Waffle House. And they seem to appreciate these things that we've just grown up with. And we take them for granted now, but these people are loving it. They love how large the food that come in different packages. They are amazed by how big the food is. I'm like, what the?
I saw it being so in Boston, it was the Scottish fans who kind of took over here when they were here. And I was talking to some guy, he was amazed at the air conditioning in the hotel. I was like, man, y'all ain't got that.
Right. Isn't that amazing? They do not have air conditioning in parts of Europe. And the government are letting them die in the summer heat. That's amazing, man. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment. Happy White History Month. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. is from God. It's his nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the first day of White History Month. Happy White History Month. It's the 1st of July, AD 2026. Shout out to Black Excellence in the first hour. Hours two and three are Manhood Hour on Wednesdays. And tomorrow, y'all, men, is the Men's Forum. It'll be the first Thursday of the month, July 2nd, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And those of you listening right now, there is one line open. You can call in if you haven't already gotten on air today. And if you're not already on hold, there is one line open, 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Happy White History Month, y'all. Check out jesseleepeterson.shop to get your silver coin, to get your Punchies coffee, to get your, there is a link to the White History Month t-shirt store, and other things. Pretty cool. And books. Nice. President Trump's sweeping changes to student loans takes effect today. They take effect today, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, bringing higher monthly payments for some borrowers and tighter borrowing limits for others. Experts say the overhaul will ripple across generations. Nice. Affecting everyone from new professionals to parents helping pay for their child's so-called education. What a mess. But right on, Trump. Got to look out for America. World Cup knockout stage is here. Whatever that means, right? Some of you guys know what that means. There's no room for mistakes, they say. Team USA will play its first win-or-go-home match tonight facing Bosnia and Herzegovina at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 Pacific. In Santa Clara, California, 5 p.m. our time. Meanwhile, as the tournament picture sharpens with just over 2 weeks until the final, one country has emerged as the heavy favorite to win all. We'll see. I don't know. And by the way, I heard as far as the stadiums go, the worst, lowest rated stadium across all of America with however many stadiums that they're playing in, SoFi Stadium. It's the worst. They were I thought I heard they were complaining about mosquitoes, but, you know, parking maybe, I forget. The cost of, the price of food and drinks and stuff like that, and crime and stuff like that. Well, it is over in Inglewood, always up to no good. But anyway, info may be false. That's what I thought I heard on the radio. Anyway, cruel summer, according to CNN. The hottest days of summer are still ahead, but the season is already offering a harsh preview of what's to come. Two deadly heat waves have hit Europe in recent weeks. Now dangerous temperatures are spreading across the USA, supposedly, fueled by weather patterns driven by climate change, says Commie Nonsense Network. Researchers say heat waves like these are becoming more frequent, intense, and longer lasting as the planet warms. And they want to blame AC for stuff like that. Anyway, democratic socialists, speaking of communism, democratic socialist, so-called Melet Kiros, M-E-L-A-T is the first name, K-I-R-O-S is the last name, I guess, will defeat longtime Colorado Representative Diana DeGette, D-E, capital D, lowercase e, capital G-E-T-T-E. In a Democrat primary marking another setback for the party's establishment, Kiros, this Melet Kiros person, just 29 years old, is the third so-called progressive, meaning evil, challenger to unseat an incumbent House Democrat in just over a week. Her, it's a woman, victory underscores the growing influence of the party's far-left extremist wing, which the party is already far-left and extremist, right? Ahead of the midterm elections and the 2028 presidential race. Will the commies win or will the Americans win? I don't know. Crowd concerns. President Trump is promising a massive July 4th rally. That's the Independence Day this Saturday for America, right? On the National Mall, calling it the culmination of the most unforgettable birthday party any country has ever seen. Looking forward to it. People are worried about attendance. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, JLP. I think, yeah.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the last 2 hours of the show is Manhood Hour, and you can get involved right now by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Jesse, no I in the Jesse. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around because we are on different time zones around the world, if you got to run around, you can still listen to the show. You can podcast and still listen on your phone. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. And the second hour of the show on Wednesday, which is Manhood Hour. What?
The video's corrupt.
Oh, let's do. It is also the first day of July. And it is the first day of celebrating 9 years of White History Month today.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. And we started this 9 years ago today. And so, I want to hear from you, your White History moment. Someone you totally respect that helped and are helping, in case they're still alive, to make America great again. All right? Happy White History Month. Amazing. Let's go to Craig out of Texas. Craig, you are on the air. Hey, Craig.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was thinking recently about the, I think we're in the year bond for the 100th floor. We're trying to make it to the 100th floor.
Amazing, yes. This year is enduring to the end. You want to leave the basement and make it up to at least the 50th floor, but the 100th floor is possible.
Yes, sir. And I guess I'm kind of hoping that you'll tell me that something is possible that I'm fixing to ask.
Okay.
But I was recently, I had been bitten by the dancing bug, I guess you could say. Cause, you remember that in the 70s, Disco Inferno? That song's about a 100th floor building, too. And when I was a little kid, you know, they had that, sorry I'm rambling, but they had that movie called The Towering Inferno. It was like 1974 or so.
I kind of remember it, yes.
It was a 100th floor building with a discotheque on the 100th floor, and it, you know, caught fire. And yeah. That was the whole drama of the whole show.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I guess my question is, do you think I can find a woman to go dancing with, and then... as long as I don't kiss her, I know that. I don't know if that sounds stupid or not. Then
how old are you?
We can 56.
Oh, okay. Well,
then as long as I don't kiss her, then because I don't want to have sex, because I don't want to have that kind of a relationship. But I do want to go dancing with a woman. You know what I mean?
What does that have to do with the 100th floor?
It seems like I need to get beyond that obstacle to be able to continue with my life, because otherwise I'm just repressing this desire to be around women.
No, you need to overcome it by dropping your anger.
Okay.
Have you dropped your anger?
I think I am.
And why do you think you have?
Well, because I'm getting angry less time in my life, or as time goes by, I'm angry less. And as I get aggravated, I'm able to come out of that thought and say, it's a thought. Come on, man. Let's not like that.
So this idea about looking for anything or wanting anything, including going dancing and stuff, it's just a thought. You need, rather than try to fulfill that thought, you need to relax in it, take the pain of it, live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, drive your car with it, do nothing about it, and it will be taken away from you. And then the truth will add everything you need in life unto you. But if you fulfill that thought, all you're doing is keep it alive inside of you. That's hell, and you want to overcome hell by not fulfilling it. So you live with it instead of doing what it tells you to do, because that's the spirit of evil that made a home in every human being's mind. And that's the nature of Satan. And that's why human beings are so wicked and judgmental and evil, because they're children of the devil until they overcome that wicked heart, the anger.
I think I'm doing that. I think I have an example, like from, if you have a second, from yesterday. I was at the lake, and then, of course, I'm looking at a woman, and then I'm realizing that there's some concept that I'm trying to get that says that desire is a trap, or is a confusing, is like a sparkly thing. And if you'll turn, as you're starting to feel the desire, now turn. And, like, for example, I see this guy swimming, and he's swimming in such a way. I had swam earlier and almost drowned myself because the water was rough. But he's doing it effortlessly, and he's doing, like, 20 times the distance that I did. And I'm how is he doing that, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't get the answer. It's just that I was like, oh, okay, I was desiring this woman, and now I turn, and I and I see this interesting thing over here, and she, and I'm like, you know, life is great type of thing or whatever. Yeah. But I guess if I could finish that.
I promise you that is not you at all. You know, Christ said in order to have a real life, you got to give up the fake life. And you got to give up all those desires, those temptations of the imagination and the thought. But you can't do it yourself. You got to live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, and be weak in it. Don't try to be strong. Just be weak. And the truth will come and save you from it. He will take it all away from you and give you a free mind, a clear thought.
I was studying recently Mary Magdalene, and you know how there's some people that say that her and Jesus had kids and stuff, and then I'm, you know, in my mind I'm thinking, man, those are people that can't comprehend a male-female close relationship that doesn't involve sex.
Absolutely. Because
but
every
I think
man.
It's possible, right? It's possible, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every man, hate women because they hate their mothers. And then they end up worshiping the woman because when you have anger, resentment, you worship what you hate or what you love because love is hate. It's just a word, but it's evil. And that's why every man end up marrying his mama. And every woman end up marrying her weak father, and the battle continues. So because of time, what I recommend, Craig, you just live with that and only seek the kingdom of what's right. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Don't hate. And if it's meant for you to get married or whatever life, because life is already made for you. It's already laid out. And all you got to do is live with it. Live in it. And it will, everything will be added unto you. It will be amazing. But don't go with the emotions. All emotions are evil. The so-called good ones and the bad ones. Be aware of them, but
yes,
don't call them you.
Yes, sir.
All right, and stay with it.
And I just recommend that song, Disco Inferno by the Tramps, 1976, the 11-minute version.
Right. Amazing.
Yes,
we'll check it out. Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. I want to show you another example. This is White History Month. Today is White History Month. All love. All love. I want to show you a man who is another perfect example of white history. He's black on the outside, but white on the inside. And I've been fortunate enough to meet with him a couple of times at his chamber there in D.C. And it's been amazing to sit and talk with Justice Clarence Thomas. Some of you know that yesterday, the Supreme Court decided that they want to keep so-called birthright citizenship because they hate America and they want to destroy it. And so the Justice Clarence Thomas was like, this doesn't make sense. You're hurting the country. You're destroying America by doing this. And this is from the Hill in a 91-page dissent. 91-page dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas disagreed with Supreme Court's decision on Tuesday to strike down President Trump's executive order restricting birthright citizenship, contending the decision devalues American citizenship. And he's so right about this. Watch this from Fox News.
Back to Shannon Bream for the view from Justice Thomas, who was a dissenter here. Mm-hmm. Shannon.
Yeah, in his dissent, he gets to that point, Bill, that you're making there. The 14th Amendment was enacted in the wake of the Civil War, quote, with the one pervading purpose of securing equal citizenship for the freed slaves. He writes it was enacted, as Justice Harlan wrote, to secure to a race recently emancipated the civil rights that other citizens enjoyed. So Thomas has always been about that was the purpose of the 14th Amendment. He goes on to say that the court, meaning the majority now, has repurposed the 14th Amendment to protect its own set of preferred rights that the Reconstruction Congress never contemplated and that cannot find support in the text. Today, the court does so by recognizing a constitutional right to citizenship for the children of all foreign birth tourists and illegal aliens. He uses very specific language there. Again, Justice Thomas adhering and agreeing with the government's argument, with which they made here very passionately, that the 14th Amendment was about protecting the children of freed slaves and not what we've come to understand it as. You see his language there.
Amazing. I thought he was going to be speaking. He was giving a speech at some university recently, and he himself was talking about that, and it was, like, powerful. We're going to get that for you as well, so you can hear it from his own mouth as to how he feels about that. That's amazing, huh? A love for America. Justice Clarence Thomas is a true American. And for a long time now, he's been fighting on the course there to keep America great. And he's one of the only real conservative on the bench. Happy White History Month, Justice Clarence Thomas. That is amazing. We're going to get the soundbite where he's speaking about that. And you're going to really experience the impact of how he really feels about this so-called censorship thing. Amazing, huh? And there's one female on the court. None of them should be on the court, period. But one that's there that definitely shouldn't be there. Because she has no idea. She's a DEI patient. Person. She had no idea what's going on. Zero. She's only on the court because she's a black female. And Biden, I believe it was Biden, decided to put her there to destroy the court. During a Supreme Court oral argument in the Trump versus Barber case on birth citizenship, this female by the name of Ketanji, whatever her name is, Brown, compared being subject to the law as a foreign country to, I don't know what that is. I can't see it, so I can't read it. But here's what she had to say from X.
I was thinking about this, and I think there are various sources that say this, that you can have, you obviously have permanent allegiance based on being born in whatever country you're from. That's what everybody recognizes. But you also have local allegiance when you are on the soil of this other sovereign. And I was thinking, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen and visiting Japan. And what it means is that, you know, if I steal someone's wallet in Japan, the Japanese authorities can arrest me and prosecute me. It's allegiance meaning can they control you as a matter of law. I can also rely on them if my wallet is stolen to, under Japanese law, go and prosecute the person who has stolen it. So there's this relationship based on, even though I'm a temporary traveler, I'm just on vacation in Japan, I'm still locally owing allegiance.
This female is so dumb. She's dumber than a doorknob. A doorknob have more sense than she does. I think it's the same female that didn't know what a woman was. She's only there because she's a DEI person, and she wants, and they want her to help destroy America. She's saying that and to break it down, it sounds like she's saying that if you go to a foreign country and you get arrested, you break the law or somebody get arrested, then you owe your allegiance into that country. Isn't that amazing? I want my country back, but today and the rest of this month, we're celebrating all love here. I want to give you, show you an image of the justice who voted to keep birthright citizenship. An image of the Supreme Court. Do we have that? These are the idiots who voted to keep birthright citizenship. Can you name those people, Nick? I didn't know them by phrase, not by name, except Justice Clarence Thomas.
The woman on the far left is Justice Sotomayor.
Oh, Lord, what a loser.
The one right above her is Amy Coney Barrett.
Big mistake. President Trump put her there. Big mistake. A loser. She has black children. What the? Okay.
And then I only know two more circles. The black lady is Ketanji, and the one to the left of her is Kavanaugh. I just don't know the names of the other two, but
do you know of Hay?
Maybe James does.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ilana Kagan is the one on the far right.
Sitting on a chair.
On the chair. And Sonia Sotomayor is the one on the far left sitting on the chair. Those are the two Obama justices.
And those are, with the circles, are the people who voted to destroy America by keeping birthright citizenship.
Four women.
They don't love America.
And Chief Justice John Roberts, four women and two males.
I'm surprised these white men voted with these females to destroy the country. I can see the females doing it because they're emotional and they don't have common sense. But the white men, what a shame. Are there any real other than Justice Clarence Thomas? Is he the last true conservative on there?
I believe that Samuel Alito is a legitimately conservative guy.
Let me see that again. I want to see who he is. Let's sleep on it tonight. I don't want. Oh, that's the one with no circle? Sitting or standing?
Yeah, sitting next. Yeah, that one.
Right there. Oh, okay. That's
Samuel Alito.
So just he and Clarence, Justin Clarence Thomas. Yeah. Are the real conservatives?
Those are the ones who are most reliably having common sense.
Well, it's ended. Once they retired, it's over, huh?
Yeah.
For the court.
Yeah, because actually Kavanaugh is usually better than Gorsuch, but today, or yesterday, Gorsuch voted with the decent people, and Kavanaugh voted with the women.
Amazing. I wonder how the two people that President Trump put there.
Three.
The three people they put. Well, how do they feel knowing that they are disappointing him by not standing up for the country? I wonder what they think about that. And I remember when he appointed this Barrett, female. I like President Trump. Don't do it, cause that woman felt bad for George Floyd.
That was ridiculous.
It was because she's like, I got some black children too, that she adopted from Africa or somewhere.
Yeah, that is no common sense.
There she is with her little black children. Aren't they from Somalia somewhere?
Haiti? I don't know. I forget.
It may be Haiti. Is it Haiti there?
Amy. I'm looking it up.
Haiti.
Born in Haiti.
Yeah, Carmen Bad has two black adopted children from Haiti. So she felt bad for Joy Floyd because of her black children.
Talk about shallow. And that's supposed to be a judge or a justice?
Ain't no justice in that. What a mess. Making America great again. Do we supposed to have that?
Are we supposed to?
Are we? Yeah, that's true. Are we supposed to have that thing where Jesse Clarence Thomas speaking about the birthright thing?
That was an older clip, but has resurfaced because of the situation.
Oh.
And so it is worth grabbing. I believe that what's his name is going to work on it. He's working on it.
So he didn't talk about this afterward. It was a speech he gave about birthright.
Yeah, he may have spoken about it afterwards, but he wrote like a 100-page dissent. Yeah, nice. But I don't know if he's
91-page.
I don't know if he's been at an event since then. This thing just came out. It was just unveiled yesterday morning.
Amazing.
Derek said, give me 10 seconds.
Okay.
One, two.
Happy White History Month. Amazing. We have it. Let me know who you get in it.
Trump said, congratulations, President Xi.
I know. Because they have, according to the reports, that over in China, they have a whole lot of Chinese women that come over. It's like a...
Right here in San Gabriel Valley.
Yeah, they come over here, make babies, and go back.
Yep.
It's like a market thing.
I would like to congratulate President Xi and the great country of China on their massive birthright citizenship win, President Donald J. Trump.
Can't the president get the Congress to vote in a law to stop this?
According to Kavanaugh indicated that he would let a congressional thing work.
But I think they can't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they have enough supporters in Congress now that would do that.
Yeah, common sense is gone.
I think people want to vote. They want you to have no air conditioners.
Yeah.
Here is the soundbite from Justice Clarence Thomas about so-called birthright citizenship. Watch this.
Progressivism seeks to replace the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence, and hence our form of government. It holds that our rights and our dignities come not from God, but from government. It requires of the people a subservience and weakness incompatible with a constitution premised on the transcendent origin of our rights.
Did it freeze?
No, that was just a short clip. It was maybe a different section from what you're talking about.
That's one, though. That's a soundbite. That was from Fox
News. That was the event where he spoke and said.
Yeah. I don't know if that was after this decision or before, though. That was for Fox
News. I'm sure it was before.
Thank you, Derek. That's amazing. Absolutely. Derek telling me it was before the decision. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady. Happy White History Month.
Same to you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to respond to the anchor baby thing question. You know, Trump needs to do an executive order today. All them people on the Supreme Court are total communists, and how they got there, I don't even like what they're called, the Supreme Court. I think we just should get rid of the Supreme Court and get back to where the president does rule by what his edict is. Not like under Joe Biden, but Trump needs to start doing, he already took care of the border in that crisis. He stopped the illegal immigration flowing through Mexico and Canada. But again, all them people have to do is squat out a baby in this country, and they got the rest of their life, they're covered. The birth is covered. The housing's covered. They're on all the welfare programs. This country, we're $50 trillion in debt right now, the nation. Realistic numbers are more like 350 trillion when you take all the different unfunded liability debt. What good thing that you have going is the silver. You're talking about silver, but we're at a point in history where the dollar is going to collapse within the next year.
Yeah.
And you're going to see the and the real source of money, real
Brady,
money.
Hold like on for a minute. Hold on, Brady. Can you hold?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing! Happy White History Month. Today is the first day of July. White History Month. I want to remind you, don't forget to support us. The nonprofit is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And when you support Tabari, you're helping us to do all this work. So thank you all for helping us, those who have and are donating. You can mail your check-in, money order check-in to Bond. Make it out to Bond, P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. Or you can call and make a donation there at Bond, right into the office at 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D. Or you can just go to jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com, or jessaleepeterson.com/show. QR code, you can hit the QR code. So you have no excuses, and thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. And last, but for now, is our White History Month. You still have time to get your merch. We have amazing merch. I mentioned it, silver coin. Not only are we celebrating White History Month, but we're celebrating 250 years of this great country this year. And as a result, they have put my face on a silver coin. This is amazing. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. And to show our appreciation, we thought the creator of the coins said, "Hey, Jesse, how can we get back to say thanks and to the people?" And they are limited. These things are selling like hotcakes, so they're going fast, so they're limited. So don't blame me if you wait until the last minute. We don't have any more, right? Because they only had 250 of them. And we said, "Hey, let's create a silver flag." Amazing, huh? A coin. This is the real deal. As a way of just saying thank you, And so we said, okay, we've already started. I know that we're selling there, but we need to just say thanks. Along the way, we come up with ideas to say thanks. And here's the deal for the flag.
The 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive a bonus flag coin as a complimentary gift. It's not a raffle or drawing. It's going to the 10th completed purchaser. Promotion is valid only while supplies last. One bonus flag coin is available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing. And if other little ideas come up along the way, we will do that too. We just said thank you. So, amazing, huh? Thank you all. I talked to several people who said, Jesse, I got the coin. I love it. I am so thankful. And they love it and appreciate it. And it's a way of helping Bond because every dime we get goes back into the nonprofit organization. Let me go back to, then the White History merch. I forgot to mention that. It's still time to get your merch. You know, we have the coffee, the books, the merch for White History Month. July Just Feel White, Happy White History Month, all kind of stuff there. And then further on down, we have Bond merch, T-shirts and mugs, great gifts, great items for you to wear yourself and drink from and do all kind of stuff, all right? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go back to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, right on, Jesse. You were talking about silver, and that's one thing I've been collecting now for quite a few years.
Did you say the dollar bill is going to crash?
Yes.
But how do you know that? Bill, why do you say that? There's no proof of that.
Like I said, I was thinking ahead. I know you say not to think ahead, but
right.
Here's what's going to happen. The dollar is a form of fiat money, which is just paper. There is nothing backing the dollar. And when this country gets to the level of $50 trillion in debt on paper and $350 trillion unfunded liabilities, that's where we're at. And when they talk about inflation, it has nothing to do with goods rising or this price of this rising. It all has to do with how much does your dollar buy, and your dollar doesn't buy anything anymore. It's lost almost 85% of its buying power in the last 20 years.
Hayden, I have a question for you. He said he wonder if the dollar crash is the right wing version of the climate crisis.
It's the humanity crisis of the world because everything is in dollars.
But if you notice, Brady, every crisis that these people come up with are all man-made ideas, and all they do is create. And when the people fall for it, they help create the situation for themselves because these people are coming up with the climate change and this and all that, and none of those things are real.
Well, you're dealing with the New World Order. They want everybody to invest now into crypto and the stock market and stick all your dollars into it, just like they did with SpaceX a couple weeks ago. They did that initial stock offering. The stock went up to the moon in a couple days, two, 3 days, and then the fourth day or fifth day, it lost $650 billion worth of assets overnight. So when you saw the price of silver last month when it was at $120, an all-time high, today it's at $60. Well, that price when it went from $120 to $60 was all because people lost their butts in the SpaceX in the stock market.
Amazing.
And what happened, and then that's forcing everybody to realize the printing press by the U.S. government is going to be cranking up. And when that happens, your dollar is worth less.
But we all know that for sure.
Okay, I'm speculating, Jesse.
Right.
But here's what's going to happen when I speculate and your dollar collapses. Everybody that's in this country, like, they're on a form of Social Security. All them retired people, they just expect $1,200 a month coming in. They just think that's the American way. And I think back, I go, oh, my God, how hard is it today to make $1,200? These people sit around for the last 20 years collecting Social Security, and all they do is bitch about stuff.
Brady, it's White History Month. This is the first day. We want to celebrate today. We don't want bad news.
Okay, well, here's some good news. The silver market is the original money used by God. That goes back 4,000 or 5,000 years. And we are going back to silver and gold standard. And I'm hoping the Great White Hope takes gold and silver and backs something, does a gold-backed dollar or a gold-backed, you know, a silver-backed dollar. Because other countries of the world, like China, they're doing the Jaminbi. That's called the Jaminbi. And it's backed by gold.
Amazing.
Countries across the world are stocking up on gold, and they're lying that they're not buying it.
Amazing.
The dollar's going to collapse, Brady, in the next 12 months.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. Danny, a first-time call out of Oklahoma. Danny, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
I'm tell you brief about me a little bit. I'm 74 years old.
Amazing.
I was born in the Delta. I was born in Memphis.
During the good old days.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to speak to you and your audience about, you talk about it a lot, about the good old days.
Yes.
Well, in the good old days, before the bad stuff happened, in the Delta, we all lived together.
Yeah.
We worked together. All peoples were together on stuff. The black people were wonderful people. I mean, they were sharp. They were shiny. Shiny as a diamond, smelled good, looked good, drove new cars.
Yep.
And it was a wonderful time. And I met a lot of people. The hometown that I'm from is Osceola, Arkansas. Two of the greatest blues players that ever was in the world were from there. Albert King and Sun Seals. And I met these people. Because I'm a musician myself for 55 years.
Amazing.
I was a professional musician. And I still am. Even as old as I am, I can still play. But I just wanted to, a positive note, you know, let you know that I appreciate your show. And I agree with just about everything that you talk about. And I'm a white guy. I'm an Irish descent.
Right.
And I lived on a plantation. I didn't live on a plantation. The plantation that was around me was the Wilson Plantation.
Nice.
In OCLR, yes. And I don't have much to say except for I just want to say to your black audience out there, once upon a time, you guys were some of the best in the world. Your culture was the greatest,
yeah,
one of the greatest cultures in the world. And I still believe that with all my heart.
Yeah.
You know, y'all brought the blues. I mean, you people were wonderful. And somehow something happened and you destroyed your own culture.
The civil rights movement happened. The civil rights movement destroyed black people.
It was a yes, sir. They did.
Yeah.
But the culture of the black people used to be so astonishing great.
Yeah.
I mean, us white people. Now I was a young guy back in the '60s, but I looked up to the older black people.
Yeah.
Because they were so great, man. They could speak. They could do business.
Yeah.
Everything was wonderful. But that's all I got to say.
Danny, I appreciate that. Thank you for the White History Moment. I appreciate it.
Right on.
Amazing. He's so right about that. See, he's 70 or 70 years old. He know about the good old days. I honestly used to think, I know it was silly, but Black Americans were so amazing before the so-called Civil Rights Movement happened. We were the worst thing that ever happened to the Blacks, except for abortion. But I used to think that only white people sinned. Can you believe that? I grew up thinking that. I did not know. I mean, only white people sinned. I did not know Black people sinned at one time. Isn't that amazing? Can you believe I used to think that way, Hank?
Yeah. Because, you know, I grew up thinking the whole world was Christian and kind of revolved around my family or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because I lived in Temple City. Temple sounds like the Bible, Christian.
And the reason I thought that only white people sin was because Black people were so friendly and nice and family and working, as Danny just said, they had their own businesses. They did their own thing. There was no complaining. And then if they were sinning, it was a secret. They kept it. You didn't know about it. They didn't publish it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now I know that they were, but it was hidden. And they didn't brag about it. They were ashamed of it. And then the reason I knew white people sinned was because my uncles and others would go up to New York and Florida during the summer when we didn't have to work the cotton fields and stuff because we had no work. It wasn't time to pick the cotton. And they would go up there to work, picking oranges and stuff like that, I think. And they would come back and talk about all the stuff that white people were doing. I was like, what the? And I literally thought only white people sinned. That's how amazing Black people were. I want to give you another quick example of White History Month and how great America is. And if you want to whatever you want to do in this country, you can do it. You can be rich or poor. You can be whatever in this country. After a while, it's not going to be that way, though. They're going to give it all to the Allah Abba people, and they're going to stop the white people. But I want to give you I haven't seen this soundbite yet. I was told about it from my producer. And I want to give you an example of Black excellence in America. And that in America, you and only you hold yourself back. Nobody or nothing can hold you back in life, whatever hold it back means, except for you. Anyone that calls themselves a victim, they are that way because they want to be one. They have the life that they want. And no one is to blame but them, especially if they're adults. Fox 2 and Gemini's reporting. This is why history month, 250 years of the greatness of this country. This is a video that tells the inspiring story of a guy by the name of Mario Kelly. And Mario's, according to this report, a self-made millionaire from Detroit who overcame significant adversity to build a successful career as an entrepreneur. Watch this from Fox 2.
A man from Detroit went from being homeless, sleeping in his car outside fancy houses in Detroit, to buying one of those houses and becoming a self-made millionaire.
And again, and I had a chance to speak with him as he starts the newest chapter of his life, tapping into the business of AI.
How may I help you today?
Hey, Emily, I'm with Dave Spencer from Fox 2 News.
The voice on the other end of this phone call is Emily. And as real as it sounds, it is in fact artificial intelligence, the latest creation of the very real Mario Kelly.
I have something called Believe in AI. It's an academy where it's also an AI assistant with emotional intelligence. You can have a 10 to 40 minute conversation. It answers the phone for you. It makes appointments.
Mario is a self-described man of action, pouncing on every opportunity that comes his way, a trait that started back in childhood.
I wanted the Nintendo games. I wanted to go to the arcade on Woodward. My mother father said you had to get a job in order if you wanted to go to the arcade.
After working at a Ford plant and then Jacobson's, Mario eventually found himself unemployed.
At the same time, I was still living in my van. I was homeless and got divorced. I'm from the east side, but I had manifested that I wanted to live in an area called Rosedale Park. So I would go over there every night, find a different house to sit in front of.
He says through manifestation and a belief in himself, inspiration took hold.
I put the word believe 313 on a rubber band, and I would go downtown and just sell rubber bands.
And one day, opportunity came knocking at one door in particular.
Police were putting an abatement sticker on a house one day, and I rolled past and I said, what's going on? They said, we've been giving him tickets for 2 years.
He contacted the owner of that very home and offered $6,500.
He took that money, and then I just worked on the house room by room.
Amazing. This is amazing. It really is. And in the good old days, your parents, they taught you how to work and grow it up, but they said you're on your own once you become an adult, especially for the men. This is an amazing story. I've not heard of this guy before. My black producer told me about it. He black on the outside, but white on the inside. Derek. Mario Kelly, business journey began humbly with $27. He started with $27. Works for cleaning supply, leading to the launch of a 313 cleaning. Watch this.
Other doors started to open, and Mario didn't hesitate to walk through. For instance, while touring a Shinola factory.
We walked into a room, it was filthy, it was dirty. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, our cleaning company is terrible. I said, I have a cleaning company.
He didn't exactly have a cleaning company yet, but he did have $27 worth of cleaning supplies.
They told me, give us a proposal. You know, I went home and tried to figure out how much it would cost to do a building of this size.
He got the job, and 313 Cleaning was born. Then came the next opportunity.
In 2021, no one wanted to go to work.
Right.
So I said, let me start Believe 313 Staffing.
Word spread of his success, which again led to new chances.
I started hiring a lot of returning citizens. And they would tell me, man, your story is, we talk about your story to people in jail all the time. So I said, I need to share my story.
So he did.
Yeah. I'm the cleaning guy. Sure. You know, my whole journey started with cleaning. So
let's do that.
Yeah, let's show them where it started at, where the $27 started at.
That may have been where it started, but Mario Kelly has no idea where it will end. And he says that's a good place to be.
Amazing. Congratulations. That's an amazing story. And what's so amazing about it, if you take that first step to do something for yourself, you don't know it, but opportunity will open up for you. Out of nowhere, things will start to happen. And one thing will lead to another one, and this I promise you. One thing will always lead to another. But if you don't take any first step, there's no second step to take. And then you say you're a victim. That's why I say you can't help people. Everybody have the life that they want. Whatever your life is today, that's what you want. And no one has a right to judge you. You have a right to be in misery, calling yourself a victim, or you have a right to be free. But it's you, and you're responsible for it. No one can hold you down except for you. And it doesn't matter the color, male or female, rich or poor. It's a lie that you can be held back because of your color or anything. It's a lie. This is America, and I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Happy White History Month. I'll be back in a moment. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Barr, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Congratulations to these young WOCs, women of color, taken over, communists, taken over the Democrat Party, seemingly, unseating incumbents all over the country, seemingly. Congratulations, ladies, using the term perhaps loosely, mildly attractive. What a mess. Some serious mess going on in this here world. But it is beautiful, a beautiful month, y'all. 1st of July, Wednesday, 2026 AD. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will get to your calls and super chats and more great stories. Manhood Hour, the third hour, is coming up. This past hour was also Manhood Hour. And it is a happy White History Month to all of y'all. And thank you for the well wishes and greetings, all of y'all. And tomorrow is the men's forum, everyone, for men only. Okay, ladies, you're not welcome. You're welcome to come to church with Jesse Lee Peterson, but not the men's forum. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month. That's tomorrow, July 2nd, 2026 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. After the Jesse Lee Peterson show today, the Hague Report. No American anchor baby today, okay? So you're going to miss him. So make sure you miss him, okay? And then today, hey, Bill, the engineer, hosts Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV on YouTube, okay? So though you may miss Nick, that's the American Anchor Baby, he's on YouTube and Rumble, also on Substack, by the way. You can podcast his show. But fret not, we have Bill the engineer, okay? Bill the engineer, host of Punchy TV. It is an excellent show. So good. And exciting. Crowd concerns. I told you about President Trump promising a massive 4th of July rally at the National Mall, calling it the most unforgettable birthday party any country has ever seen. Inside the White House, according to CNN, commie nonsense, officials are worried about attendance after his speech last week drew a smaller crowd than supposedly expected. A supposed fact that is supposedly infuriated the president behind the scenes. There is a lack of appreciation. Maybe we can drum up some appreciation. I heard that 50 Cent, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, is going to do a performance and some other rappers and others add something nice for with regard to Trump and America. So that's cool. Stock market gains. It's been a turbulent few months for financial markets, whatever that means, from Middle East tensions to inflation worries, renewed questions about AI, artificial intelligence. But despite the uncertainty, U.S. stocks have climbed back to record highs. Wall Street capped its strongest quarter in years, and the S&P 500 up almost 10% this year. NASDAQ has gained nearly 13%. Again, I have no idea what any of that means. But you can ask the American Anchor Baby when he comes back. Perhaps he knows. And the price tag of Taylor Swift, T-Swift, and Travis Kelce. It's pronounced Kelce, even though everybody calls it Kelce. And they're too weak to correct them. Their rumored wedding, Madison Square Garden, doesn't exactly offer a bargain wedding package, but a multi-million dollar bash is well within the budget for those two. Isn't that nice? Congratulations, I hope, I guess. And Seattle is testing social housing in America. Seattle officials think they may have an answer for households that earn too much to qualify for affordable housing, but too little to afford comfortably market rate apartments. Interested, I guess. I don't know. I don't really have high hopes for what Seattle officials may dream up. Aren't they the ones who don't they do like that? I don't know. I felt like they did like a UBI type thing. And didn't they institute some crazy minimum wage in the restaurants? And so the restaurants moved out. But I don't know. I could be totally wrong. Info may be false. And as you know, the Supreme Court let states ban so-called transgender athletes from girls' sports. That was on Tuesday. They upheld state bans for those students. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour, Hour 3.
That was an amazing story of Mario Kelly, and it's so true. Happy White History Month. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Amazing. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, go to work or go walking or go running or whatever you got to go, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Not only is it White History Month today and 250 years of celebrating this great country, America, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
10 days from now, our country will celebrate one of the most monumental milestones in human history. We will mark 250 years of glorious American freedom. Those timeless American principles did not just win a revolution, but they built us into the greatest, strongest, and most exceptional nation the world has ever known.
Ask what you can do for your country.
America. Amazing. Happy White History Month. I have a a white history moment for you. But first, I want to tell you this. Remind those who I've already said this to, is that you can overcome evil. You can overcome judging, being resentful, emotional, so-called good or bad. And every human being's heart needs to change, because all human beings are evil until they're ready to change it. Most people don't want to change. They love judging. They get a thrill from that, and they call it life. But they're miserable, because what you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself. Right away, what you put out come right back on you. As you're judging others, you're judging yourself. You're miserable. And there are men and women now around the world who heard me speak of this, and they have gone and forgiven their mothers and their fathers, and they're like, wow, I can't believe. It was like a ton of bricks were thrown off my shoulders. And they felt free immediately. The real power, God's power, not yours, not mine, is in forgiveness. And stop playing God. Let go of anger and resentment and all that. And evil people love being evil until they're ready to change. And most are never ready to change. But, and so there are people who are working on themselves. And I counsel with them sometimes around the world by phone, Skype, or individual. And you can go to rebuildingtheman.com. Or I talked about it on the fallestate.tv or radio. They see the church service. And so some people are truly working on themselves. But what's happening is, in working on themselves, they're going through the valley or the shadow of death. And while going through that valley, because you're not going to get to heaven until you go through hell. And every human being has hell in them. They have the devil and evil in them until they admit it and then overcome it. You can't overcome it. But they're going through the valley or the shadow of death. And while going through it and staying with it, evil is having a hissy fit inside of them. How long would it take? This is too scary. Who will I be if I drop that ego, if I die from the false self? You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. You should quit your job. All kinds of things the devil telling people. You made a mistake on your job. Go back and try it again and do it. And the devil's just having a fit in them. And some people are not catching the thoughts, which are not your own. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You are not your thoughts, and your thoughts are not you. Even the Spirit of Truth said they made a home in you, and they are controlling you. But you call them you because you feel the thoughts. You hear the voice of the thought, and you feel the emotion of pain if you don't catch it. And so the devil is really working on some people. And they're like, Jesse, what do I do? And they get one thought as another one, and because they're not catching them, they're thinking that what they're thinking is real. Because they're like telling you one thing or another to do. Here's what I highly recommend again. I saw this movie a while back now, and it was in that movie, they were walking on the beach, and there was a heavy fog where they could not see ahead of them. They were not able to see ahead of themselves. And so they didn't know what was up front there, and so they were like, what should I do? Should we turn around? Should we give up and go back? Should we do this or what? And then the guy that was with them, one of the guys, he said, and it was perfect. And this is perfect to what you're going through this hell. one of the guys said, why don't we just stop and rest on this rock? Don't move until the clock, until the fog pass over and the light come through the fog, we can see again. I'm like, wow, that's deep. And that's what I want to say to you. When you're going through the valley of the shadow of death and you cannot see your way out, it doesn't seem like it's going to help. Nothing going to change. Look like you're going to get worse. Instead of running back from it, running back into really your hell, instead of going back, pause. Sit on the rock and wait for the sun to shine. Wait for the light to break through the darkness, and it will. Then you can see your way clear. But don't call it you. Don't identify with it. Feel the pain of it. If you're in that pain, feel the pain of knowing that you can't see. Knowing that it's rough. You want to cry. You want to give up. You want to be mad at someone and take it out on them. You want to judge. You want to do anything but go, but stop and let it happen. Stop. Let it happen. Go through the valley of the shadow of death. And for a while, you won't be able to see. You're going to feel like you can't see. But the sun will come through. The light of God will break through that darkness. And you will be free. But you got to let that happen. In your weakness and everything, you got to shake in your boots and let it happen. Stop. Sit on the rock and just wait. Meaning that when you're going through there, just wait. Go through it. Let it happen. Watch it happen. Live with it. Sleep with it. Walk with it. Don't blame anyone for it. And let it happen. Drive with it. Go to work with it. But wait upon the Lord. And he will provide. The light will break through that darkness. And you'll spend the rest of your life thanking God. You'll be like, what the? But you got to let it happen. Don't give up. Don't be afraid. Even if you feel afraid, stay in the fear. Don't call it you. And the light will break through the darkness of your imagination. It really will, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, right? And the darkness has no power. The darkness has no thought, meaning your imagination, your emotions, those so-called good ones or bad ones. They have no power at all. They've been defeated. It has been done. It has been finished. And it has no power. It's trying to scare you to pretend that it's you. So let it happen, your depression or your lack of self-worth, whatever it is you're going through, it's not you. None of what you feel or see while living in that darkness is you. It's not you at all. Nothing is happening to you. But everything is happening to it. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not your happiness. You're not your sadness. It's not happening to you at all. It's an illusion. So just stop and watch it happen. Do your job. Go to work and make your meals. And, you know, you want to say hi to folks, say hi. But live through it. I promise you, you'll make it. The light will shine in the darkness. The fog of the imagination will fade away, and you'll see how to walk on the beach clearly, walk in life. I promise you that. But you got to let it happen. You may have to end up screaming, crying, and stuff because it is painful. It's real painful. But not to you. It's to the ego, the far self. Now, you may feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body. You're not the pain. You got to die in order to live. So just stay with it. Let it happen. And wash your face. Don't look like you're going through. Don't go to work or go around people. Look like you're going through something for sympathy. You don't want false sympathy from people. You don't want anything to get in the way of this false death, prideful ego death. playing God death. Live with it. And it's going to be amazing, all right? So just stay with it. And you, I know that you watch this show, you hear it. So stay with it. And it is White History Month. And in honor of White History Month, I want to give you another powerful example from a white man. Everything I just told you about how to just go through things, if you can do that, and if you can do this, you will become a man. You ladies will become a woman. Watch this.
If.
Listen to the words.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing! If you can do that, and you can, you will become a man. And ladies, you will become a woman. But you got to if. You got to if. You got to stop and let life happen, and don't complain, don't murmur, don't worry, don't turn back, no matter what happens. And then people, human beings are evil, so they'll come after you because the devil in them. Tell them, go after that one, get a thrill, try to hurt them, judge them. And they go do it, not working for the devil, not for love, but for hate. And the devil in your mind going to tell you the same thing, but don't pay attention to them. Wish them well. Human beings are evil. They are no good. There's no love. You're not going to find love in them. They have none. They're evil. Your family members, your wife, your husband, your adult children, your friends, everybody, evil. Every person who was born through the woman must be born again of the Father. You must be born of love. So do the if. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, speaking of the blacks, don't you find it interesting that for many years they've been complaining about the whites, and especially the white man, yet everywhere I go I see black females sleeping with white men and black men with white females, and so my question is, what do you mean, what you mean about you become attracted to what you hate? Is that what you mean by you become attracted to what you hate? Thanks, Mike Young.
Anything that you hate or love, you become attracted, because hate is love and love is hate. So don't love it or hate it, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you, Mike. That's deep.
Lindsay, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Faith. Lindsay Faith, 5 coffees. Happy White History Month, Jesse, from John and I. Appreciate all the advice after your church service Sunday. Come see us in North Carolina. America 250. Let's go.
Amazing. Thank you, Lindsay and John, right?
Yeah.
Thank you all. I will. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, happy WHM, short for White History Month.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up your amazing work, Jesse and crew. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in the snake pit.
That's right.
That's the live chat.
Happy White History Month, Jim, and thank you to you and your wife. Happy White History Month. I appreciate it, and thank you for your support. All the way from Alaska. What now? Thank you.
Fazul, White History Moment. Willis Carrier, known for inventing air conditioning and manufacturing HVAC. Heating, vacuuming, air conditioning.
Right.
Something like that. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning. Systems keeping us cool during White History Month.
Keeping cool will be the thing to do this summer. Thank you. Amazing. And thanks for your White History Moment. Amazing.
Jess on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, Jesse. Just wanted to say a happy White History Month and thank you for helping me remember how amazing our country is. I'm 33, a mom of three. Can't wait to grill and pop fireworks with my kids this 4th of July, just like the good old days.
Right on. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Happy 4th of July. 4th of July is this weekend.
That's right.
I keep forgetting. It's this weekend already. What the? Happy 4th of July, y'all, and thank you so much.
R. Kelly, welcome new Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube member.
Right on. Thank you, R. Kelly. Amazing.
Quartus gifted 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson on the Rumble channel.
Right on. Thank you. You got to know how to rumble.
Congratulations, new members.
Right on. Thank you.
Jules Verne gifted a Wake Up Call a subscription on Rumble. And Crevin gifted Wednesday's Nobody a membership. Nice.
Thank you to Rumbles. I appreciate you. Got to know how to rumble.
Thank you, Rumble supporters.
Yes.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, my biggest complaint for Trump is for his pandering to the average female voter. And yes, I totally agree. It was a horrible mistake for America to give women the power to vote. But at the same time, I do understand, unfortunately, you have to win elections, and women as of this day is part of the voting base.
And that's a big part of the problem. And it's a mess. Wait until you see this Sunday, FatherState.tv, where I had this discussion with Jake Maruno.
Monroe.
Is it Monroe?
Yeah.
Monroe. He's going to tell you what happened in Europe as a result of the woman's vote. Wait until you hear. He lays it out. Amazing. Thank you.
America is back. Quote unquote, says Nick LaBoy, side eye emoji. Meanwhile, birthright, citizenship upheld and strengthened. No, Save America Act. That's the voter ID thing. Both parties now trying to ban and make illegal cars from 2010 older and older. But we're back. Total bogus speech. He says BS, which stands for bogus speech for Hake.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy.
Oh, so he doesn't believe that America is back.
It sounds like a sarcastic, bitter pointing out of stuff going on while saying America is back.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, happy White History Month, and I hope it's a good one for you.
Right on. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it. Happy White History Month, Ronnie.
Ronnie's not a White History Month Scrooge, unlike some of our black friends.
No, Ronnie is not a Scrooge, that's for sure.
0906 Durr. All past and future thoughts are lies. The present is the only truth. When those lying thoughts come, tell them the truth. John 10:10. Happy White History Month. Party, money bag, star eyes, cool sunglasses, hearts around the face.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. That's amazing. Thank you.
77 Market on Rumble. Wonderful White History Month to all.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Mike Young, hey Jesse, that self-made millionaire from Detroit on the fallen state.
Good idea. Thank you.
Half Black Tony, happy.
I appreciate that. Send that idea to producer of the fallen state.tv. producer of thefallenstate.tv. Thank you, Mike.
Producer at thefallenstate.tv.
Right, producer at thefallenstate.tv. Thank you, Mike. That's an amazing idea.
Thanks as always, Mike.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony, happy White History Month, Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Shout out.
Right out. Right on. Shout out. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Real Jarrell, 120, happy White History Month. Life is spiritual, answering the biblical question, apparently.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Spiritual, because we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
And a follow-up from Nick LaBoy. My only concerns with Trump is putting women in positions they have no business being in.
Yeah.
His Achilles tendon, Achilles heel, the weakness, to word flattery and then jumping in bed with rhinos. But I'd still vote for him 100 times more.
That's right. I disagree with the great white hope putting women in leadership roles, too. And I just figure he did it because of the vote. But I appreciate him. Right on. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the can over on pilled.net, giving an American flag, 100 emoji, and a strong white arm.
Thank you, the Hake Report.
Info may be false. And by the way, I don't know if you mentioned Punchy TV is today.
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday, huh?
That's right.
Punchy TV today with Bill at 2 p.m. A live episode. You don't want to miss it. PUNCHIE.TV with Bill at 2 p.m. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, of course, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I just want to remind you, you do not have to be miserable all your life. Really. You can have perfect peace right now if you want it. If you were willing to stop being you, it will be over just like that. Really, it really, really will. And the reason that it takes some people so long to, like, just go free is because they have so identified with the false self, the lie, the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions, their body, and everything. It has convinced them that, who will I be if I don't think? Who will I be if I don't have my feelings? Who will I be if I don't have the pain? Who will I be if I'm free? It's lying to you. You were not created by God to be in misery. God is love. And with God, love is not just a word. On the earth, when people say, I love you, and you say you love them, and everybody say, it's just a word. It has no meaning. But true love is the identity, the nature, the being of God. And when you drop that jealousy and strife and revengeful and gossipy and worry and all that stuff that you go through, false identities of all kind. Drug addict is a false identity. Alcoholic, a false identity. Drag queen, false identity. Homosexual, false identity. Robber, murder. I forgot what they call it. Child rapists and all that mess. All false identities. None of them are real, and none of them are you. When you start with the identity of being black or being white or being this or being Jewish or being anything, then you will be free. You never, and this I promise you, you're never going to be free as long as there's a you. You're not going to be free because you identify with the false self. You think you already exist. You're never going to be free as long as you blame others because you feel mad, you feel jealousy, you feel this. Nobody's to blame but you. Everything that is happening to you is happening inside of you. Nothing is happening on the outside of you. Now, yes, human beings, because they are evil, will try to hurt you because Satan will send them to you. But nothing is happening except inside of your mind. Stretch off on pules.net. I gotta take a break. When I come back, more celebration of White History Month and your phone calls and super chats. Right back.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. No one is holding you back in life but you. It's a lie that you could be held back. It's just not true. Now, people will try to hold you back. That's for sure. They'll try out of jealousy, envy, and strife. But if you don't let them, they can't. They only can do to you what you allow them to do to you. And this is all color. Announcement, and then I get to your super chats and phone calls. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. The guy with the good hair on fire. The Hake Report.com. He has on a White History Month shirt that says, July just feels white. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, top of this hour. And after the Hake Report, no American anchor baby today. Sorry, folks. What a way to be starting out White History, huh? No American anchor baby today. And then at 2 p.m., Punchy.tv, a live episode with Bill. And Bill is amazing. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. You can call in, super chat him, or whatever. He'll talk to you. Slowly but surely, he will speak to you. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Oh, no, I forgot. Before that, tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing, it's the first Thursday of the month, the men's forum at 7 p.m. every first Thursday night of the month. And then the ladies, don't forget, the ladies' forums is on the third Thursday night of the month. And the ladies are going from the basement. Some are having a rough time, but they ain't giving up. And they're going all the way up to the fifth floor and beyond. This year is endurance. Endure to the end. So the men's forum this Thursday night, tomorrow night, at 7 p.m. And last but not least for now, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv on Friday at 11 a.m. I spoke with Jake Monroe. And Jake is a golf YouTuber. and an alt-right nationalist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Essentially, what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose, let's fight.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The Fallen State this Friday, the Lord is willing at 11. You're going to really love this conversation, and you're going to see the exact same thing is happening here. The white woman vote, the woman vote, period, was one of the greatest mistakes America has ever made. Not the only one, but definitely one of them. Shout out. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson on locals.com. Amazing. You know, you've heard me say, have white baby. We need more white babies. Because they're saying that in a number of years, not far away, that white people are going to be the minorities in their own country. You know it's over when that happens. And they said that the birth rate for white people are going down and down and down. If the white woman is not killing the baby in the womb, she's not even getting pregnant. White men have lost control of their woman. And now she, like the black woman, is going out of control. Because the black women, the black men lost control of their women. And the black woman went out of control. You see how crazy they are? Not all, but most. That's what's happened with the white world in their own country. Demographic projections from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Brookings Institution indicate that non-Hispanic white Americans will fall below 50% of the United States population by 2045, making the nation a minority of the country. That's bad news. That's not good news. What the? That's from the Brookings.Education. I want to show you what will happen and encourage you. We need white babies. Here's an example of what two white people can do when they get married and start a family. Watch this from Instagram. This is amazing. What is this?
All because two people fell in love, it reads.
Those are their children. And these are their children, the grandchildren. And these are their children's children. And these are their children, children's children. Isn't that amazing? We need white babies. Look what happens for one family. Where are the white women? We need white babies. Here's a father recognizing all nine of his children by their voice. Watch this from our Instagram.
Daddy.
Aiden.
You recognize them.
P.
Yeah. Daddy.
Tootie. Tootie.
Daddy.
Beck.
Daddy.
Silas.
You want him to get it right, Daddy.
Cecilia.
Daddy.
Connor. Connor.
Daddy.
Theo. Oh my goodness.
Daddy.
Henry?
Amazing. What a beautiful picture, huh? Y'all better be trying to make some white babies. We need white babies. What the? Amazing. And we need alpha males, not beta males. Alpha white men, not beta white men. Your women need alpha males. Because they're losing ground. They have no protection. When a man is weak, the whole family and the country become weak. Because the authority is in the man, not in the woman. God over Christ, Christ over man. Man over woman, women over children. It's not going to work the other way around. It ain't going to never work. I want to, one other video I want to show you really fast and then go to some calls here. Celebrating white history. I want to know your thoughts on the this couple's do's and don't. Is Hake out there, Nick? I mean, Derek. Okay, that's fine. I wanted to have both, but Nick can see I can get it from one of the experts. The do's and the don'ts. What are your opinion about this? Here's a video of social media influencer Taylor Dunn. Downs, D-O-W-N-S. Taylor Downs and her husband, Jacob, giving the do's and the don'ts in their relationship. I want to hear from my experts about this, too. Watch this from the do's and the don'ts from Instagram.
Here are some do's and don'ts of our marriage. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Number one, make the bed. We definitely make the bed. I don't know if Jacob would make the bed.
When Taylor's in town.
But we do make the bed every morning. That's on our list. I like to go to bed and have a clean bed that you can pull the sheets down. Every time you go into our room, it looks good.
It's always made.
Watch inappropriate movies and shows, specifically with nudity in them.
Hard don't.
We do not do that. This is a way that we protect our marriage and honor the Lord. Scroll on social media.
I do not. I don't have any social media on my phone besides LinkedIn for business. I want to protect our marriage. I think there's a lot of temptation online, and it's a slippery slope to spend too much time on the interwebs.
Yep. We love a respectable man, and I do scroll on social media. Pray together.
Oh, yeah.
You almost went to don't.
Heck yeah. No, I just waddled.
Amazing. And the couple then share their views on drinking alcohol. Watch this.
Drinking alcohol.
I do not drink alcohol.
Jacob does not drink. I drink very rarely on occasion.
I have not had a drink in 3.5 years, and I plan on continuing that trend. There's a lot of alcoholism in my family, and before I knew Christ, I was an alcoholic. Tried to bring alcohol into the Christian walk and just like drink casually, but quickly realized I am not a casual drinker and I just can't have it in my life. So it was a better decision for me not to drink.
Church on Sunday, all the way. We love church. Church has been a cornerstone of our relationship and our marriage from pretty much since we met.
Go to church.
Go to church. Get your butt to church. Have separate bank accounts.
No.
We do not have separate bank accounts.
I'm a big believer in not having those things separate. I think it's an unnecessary dividing wall in a marriage that should otherwise be 100% unified.
Well, when you get ready to break up, you better rush down to that bank and change that. It ain't gonna be pretty. Amazing. She scrolls on social media and she drinks alcohol. Oh man! So Hakin's my expert here on the Jesse Peterson Show and the host of the HakeReport.com, and so is the American Anchor Baby, is a host of American the American Anchor Baby, and then the expert here on the show as well. What do you think about that video, Anchor Baby? The do's and the don'ts.
I hate it.
You hate it?
I'm judging it. I'm full of judgment. I'm full of assumptions, too. The only way to give my take on it is just be this judgmental, assuming person, I guess. But it feels like it's all, that was all her. That was, like, her idea. It just seems like she ran that. And on the few things he did take a stance on, she goes against him. And she's just smiling about it like it's funny. And normally it wouldn't even matter because it shouldn't be on the internet, so it wouldn't come to the Anchor Baby to judge. Right. But they put it out there, making it like they're making some point or something. But it's like, and then again, on the two things he said no, which seemed to matter to him,
right.
He's like, oh, I'll just go my own way. Isn't that in the Bible, sir? Christians, new Christians, I don't know.
Oh, man. And you say, Hake.
I forgot all about your assignment from back in the day. Don't judge with looks, eyes, or anything.
All words.
Men don't cringe, but apparently I failed this manhood hour. I liked it at first. I totally was like, okay, whatever. And then, like Anchor Baby pointed out, American Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
This was a woman idea presentation. Look at us trying to acting like you're setting a good example type thing, preaching type thing. And I like that he was taller than her. She was showing her midriff. You're not supposed to do that.
You're a Christian.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
I'm glad you said that.
Shout out to the Christians.
But by the end of it, it was difficult to watch. It was not good. I know that they, in her mind, and maybe hit, it had to be a hit in his mind too, I guess, they thought that they were setting a good example and spreading good moral policies. And it's not like anything that they, it's not like a lot of what they said was wrong. A lot of it was good and right. It's best, better not to drink. Don't look at that stuff. But this is like what you said about women taking over. That was an example.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Anchor Baby, should they have separate or same account, one account?
Normally, I wouldn't really think much. But the fact that she made him say, and I'm assuming this, the fact that she made him say, don't, that they shouldn't have separate accounts, I'm like, yeah, secretly make an account.
She made him.
I'm the one adding that in, that she made him. But yeah, she made him say, no, don't. She made him think this was his idea, this whole thing. And so for that reason, I say, yes, secretly make one. I don't trust her. I now don't trust her.
Should husband and wife have one bank account or the same? I mean, or different bank account? Separate bank accounts.
I had never considered this question. This is the first time, really, that... I mean, I've loosely considered. I would say separate.
And why?
Because you're giving her control and temptation that you don't need to be doing. And access and stuff like that. Access, control, nosiness, all kinds of stuff like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Let me go to Georgia on my mind and talk to Dakota. Dakota, you are on the air.
How are you doing today, Jesse?
All is well, Dakota.
That sounds great. My last name is All Good, so I don't have a choice but to live up my last name. So
right on.
Called in before. Just wanted to say thank you, brother, for everything you've done for me. I had a couple years ago, I was in a fallen state, had an ex-wife. She's now the ex, got out of that situation. Lord has blessed me, but he's cursed me. He's gave me a brain tumor. I got into a car accident, told I couldn't walk ever again, and here I am walking. I changed my diet due to this brain tumor, quit eating sugars and just the crap that everything that's in it, you know, and started purifying my mind and aligning more of my morals with God. And it really changed my life. And they gave me 9 months to live about 11 months ago. And so here I am still kicking it.
Right on.
And I wouldn't be right here right now if it wasn't for you, man. And I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom and the top of my heart. And I just really want to say thank you and for everything that you do. And my life has changed for the better. And I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it. You ever see anything yet? It gets better.
Oh, it's got to, you know. And that was my thing. A lot of people, they complain. There's a lot of emotionally weak men out here.
Yeah.
And we're missing that. And with America's 250 and every, I don't know, I just, maybe I've had so much. I've been in the valley so long. And I think when people are like that, I've been to prison when I was a teenager. I was charged to 18. Had my 21st birthday in prison. I think a lot of people, a lot of men, they a lot of crap from their wives or, you know, life, and they just can't handle it. And I mean, with something, I lost my baby at 23 weeks this past February. A lot of people can lay down and they can choose to die or you can choose to suffer. And to me, I think that people that are on God's side, you want to win. And those people in that, they shed that light, and you're one of those people. And, I'm going to get off here, but I just want to really say thank you, man. And
you're welcome.
Everything you do is just great, and it's a godsend. Thank you, brother.
Right on. Stay with it. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless. Happy White History Month, y'all.
Happy White History Month. Amazing. Let me go to Nevada and talk to John. John, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Hey, John. Amazing.
How you doing, brother? What the?
Oh,
anyway,
well.
Jesse, I just want to tell you, brother, I love you from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, man. I do the silent prayer every day without fail. God's going to get his regardless.
Yeah.
And I started watching Thoughts and all that over a year ago, and now I don't even really think, and I feel freer than a bird.
Right on, John. You stay with it, man. Stay with it, stay with the light, and it just get brighter and brighter. It really does get brighter.
And I listen to you 24/7. I'm going across the valley right now to go deliver a load. But I love you guys, Hank, the anchor baby, and all you guys. God bless you guys, and have a good 4th of July.
Right on. You too. Thank you, John. Amazing.
Yeah, bye.
Right now, from Nevada. Nevada, not Nevada. Why is it Nevada or Nevada?
It's Nevada.
How come people say Nevada?
Because they're hoity-toity New Yorkers. You probably hear Nevada on like Fox News or something all the time. Pretty sure it's Nevada.
Amazing. I want you to hear what this white comedian reasoned behind why your wife doesn't like you. Watch this comedian, Alan Adams, explain why your wife doesn't like you from Instagram.
The reason your wife doesn't like you is because women become hostile anytime they're expected to perform duties. You have to understand, women hate their bodies and they're mad at God. Think about it. Women will be confused why they're the one that has to get up with a newborn baby during the night. Somehow they're confused even though they're the ones that make the milk, and if they don't get up throughout the night and pump or feed the child, they'll get an infection. But yeah, the person that doesn't get maternity leave and doesn't make milk, that's the person that needs to be up. Think about it. Women will be like, why did I have to sit in the AC for 30 minutes and fold laundry and my husband didn't even offer to help? I don't know, you selfish bitch. Why did he have to do yard work in 90-degree weather for 3 hours and you didn't offer to help? You have to understand, women only like to do things that cause chaos and destruction. That's why they like voting so much. If every time women voted, children suffered less and there was less crime, they wouldn't be interested in voting.
Amazing! We're going to play that again tomorrow. Remind me, Derek. Super.
Super chats.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, Real Average, I'll say guy, has been a member for 5 months saying, Happy White History Month, Jesse and Team America. And I have the same birthday. Can't wait for my cameo.
That's amazing. CAMEO.com/Jesse Peterson. That's amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Hope you make it to Saturday, guy. Qual for Life gifted the cookie over on pilled.net.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks, as always, for the support, y'all. And let me just double check over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, as well as BondJLP on Cash App. Thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. That was amazing. Happy White History Month. What an amazing way to start White History Month, July. It was amazing, much more than I expected. And thank you all for participating. Thank my producer for putting White History Month together. He laid it out this morning, and he's black. He black, but on the inside, he's totally white, believe me. He's so white, his daddy and mama won't recognize him. There, he black. Amazing. And thanks to all my staff, Kurt and Nick and Billy and Doug and Arianna and Hank and everybody else. I don't know who I'm leaving out. But thank you all. Daniel and for your help. Great, great staff. I am blessed. And thank you all for your support, financial support to Bond and helping us do this. I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming now. No American Anchor Baby today, but the HakeReport.com. And Billy at 2 p.m. Pacific time, live episode on Punchy.tv. Thank you again, and stay with it. And happy White History Month, and happy birthday, America. Take care, folks. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.